97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Wednesday. We're glad you're with us. I heard Kim say when I walked in the studio a minute ago, after I went to get my jacket out of my office, it feels like fall out there. It was 59 degrees in my truck when I got in it this morning.
And I know it is officially fall,
yeah,
but we've been dealing with temperatures in the 90s. So when it does get into the 50s, you really notice it.
It's kind of shocking to the sun. Now, we've had some cooler temperatures recently. Even in August, which were a bit of a nice surprise. But I don't know. I'm just not ready for it yet.
We're going apple picking, and if not this weekend, but in a couple weeks. And
nice.
I can't wait for that. You know, when you need the light jacket. I mean, you always need a light jacket in the studio, maybe even a heavy jacket because it's always cold in here.
Where are you going?
Eckerd's.
Oh, are you in Grafton, or are you going to the one in Belleville?
No, Belleville.
Ah. Well, I think the last time we were up at the one in Grafton, north of Grafton there, they had like a winery there too.
Really?
So maybe you ought to consider going up there instead of the one in Belleville. I don't think there's
a
winery.
They have a cider
there.
One over in Belleville.
Well, it's technically in Millstadt, right?
Millstadt.
Oh, that.
Stadt.
Yes, thank you.
You must say that properly.
Right off of 15.
That's always a right fall. Can't wait to maybe take the kids over there this year. That's always fun. Then you end up with more apples than you'll ever eat.
I know.
That's always my experience.
Which is why when we came to work here yesterday, someone had left a bag of apples in the kitchen.
Said Eckerd's, too.
Got to see Tricia, our friend Tricia Siekman Everding yesterday, and her handsome little baby boy, Bernie. He was just... Has the biggest pucker you've ever seen.
No.
Like if he's starting to get mad, that lip comes out and like you can just see it coming. And we loved spending a little bit of time with him yesterday. First time we've seen him, he's 2 months old and getting big.
Still not sleeping, I take
no,
it?
No, we did bring donuts in. There were a few left by the time Tricia got here. So I don't know if she got to take any home or not. But thanks to our friends at Donut Delight for providing those yesterday. Outstanding. If you're up near Dunn Road and 270, swing by. You will not be disappointed. I want to recommend that apple fritter.
The mini fritter.
Not the round one, the flat one. Did you try one of those?
That was the very bottom.
So good. Melt in your mouth.
I liked the mini ones, too, because the fritters are pretty big.
Oh.
The little ones were...
I would have eaten leftovers if you guys had some this morning.
There were none.
I'm not above that. People, you can't eat day-old donuts. Absolutely can.
They were all gone. I don't think they survived. I took a few home, and those disappeared pretty quickly.
I wonder how those disappeared.
I did not eat. I tell you, until about dinner time last night, the only thing I had to eat yesterday were donuts. Can I just tell you that? That can't be good for
There is nothing wrong with that.
And Jillian Michaels, you know who she is?
Oh, yeah.
The fitness expert.
She's been very outspoken, by the way, talking about conservative values.
Correct. And she's, not that it matters, but she's lesbian, right?
She's married to a woman.
So speaking out the way she has against the trans men in women's sports and some other things, she's been kind of caught up in some controversy over that. Yesterday, she's a fitness trainer, and yesterday she testified in Congress about the obesity epidemic in America and what's really causing it. And some of her comments were eye-opening, and we're going to get to those this morning. I promise you that coming up.
Were there
speaking
donuts
of eating
involved?
Donuts all
Well, that's
day
what
long.
They say is really going to keep your waistline looking nice is if you
is
eat
donuts?
Donuts. Right. Multiple donuts a day.
That's the trainer I want. Where do I find that trainer?
I would love to just be on a donut-only diet.
Wasn't that a John
Wouldn't
Belushi
be fantastic?
Thing? It was a Saturday Night Live. I'm an Olympic runner. And I recommend little chocolate donuts.
Every now and then, a donut is just fine, in my opinion, as long as you're not eating like 10 a day.
I ate them all day, though. That was the problem. That was my entire diet yesterday, minus a taco for dinner. That was it.
I do love tacos.
My wife said, you eat like a five-year-old. You've got to start eating like an adult. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Chicken fingers,
Put
too?
Away those dino nuggets, Mark.
When the kids are over, I'll always snag one of those off of his tray if they've got one. I'll just have to tell you that. It's a problem. All right, Carl, let's get to our top stories here, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Because they're going to take over a lot more than Aurora. They're going to go through Colorado, take over the whole damn state by the time they finish. Unless I become president, they won't last long.
Donald Trump putting out a warning to those Venezuelan gangs out in Colorado who are taking over and, of course, spreading fentanyl and crime all over the United States because of the Harris open border.
Well, despite multiple efforts to prevent it, death row inmate Marcellus Williams has been executed.
Yeah, Mandy Murphy reporting last night on that, and you know that was not a surprise in my opinion. But we did get some comment yesterday from Governor Mike Parson.
It's unfortunate people have this mindset that he's innocent, but there's never been any evidence whatsoever to support that.
Yeah. Thank you, Governor Parson. He did not stay that execution, and neither did the United States Supreme Court.
Trump talked about serial numbers. That's not just our heinous history of desegregating schools in the South. That's the history of the Holocaust.
I just want to let that hang out there for a minute. That was Nicole Wallace at MSDNC yesterday. No matter the amount of attention the negative rhetoric gets in this country, they're still at it. Do you understand that? They are still at it. There have been two attempts on that man's life that Congress unanimously, there was no opposition. The House and the Senate both passed laws strengthening protection for presidential candidates directly as a result of the two attempts on Donald Trump's life. And you've still got the barking dogs of the left-wing media in this country, like Nicole Wallace, making comments like that, equating some offhanded comment Donald Trump made and accusing him of being similar to the Holocaust, where 6 million Jews were slaughtered. That's the kind of rhetoric we're talking about. That fuels these insane lefties who may decide to take up this Ruth guy on his $150,000 bounty to go after Donald Trump yet again, if the Iranians don't get in between now and then. Why do we put up with this in this country? Why is MSDNC not shutting her down for stuff like that, or at least making her apologize and making her realize that's the kind of rhetoric that causes the problem? You know, it's not a matter of saying, you know, Donald Trump is like Maduro, and here's why. That's not the same thing. You can say Kamala Harris has Marxist tendencies. That's not the same thing. That's a fact. You can draw parallels with her policies and what they're trying to do in Venezuela on price gouging and a lot of other things, right? But when you accuse somebody of genocide, that takes it to a whole new level. Play that soundbite so people can hear the full unintelligence of Nicole Wallace. Cut 8, please.
Neither of you have said it, but I will. I mean, Trump talked about serial numbers. That's not just our heinous history of desegregating schools in the South. That's the history of the Holocaust. I mean, there were serial numbers in the Japanese internment camps. If you are offended...
Right on the arms. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Donald Trump is going to inscribe numbers on your arm and throw you into a camp if you disagree with him.
The Democrats are just fine putting chips in our arm, although I guess technically Elon Musk would be in favor of that as well. Their rhetoric is so outrageous, and it's ironic because they like to say we're the party of joy. Doesn't really sound joyful when you're saying stuff like that, does it?
No,
certainly
it
not spreading joy.
They're not spreading joy. They're spreading fear. They have to have a fear factor in order to win. They did it with Hillary Clinton, and she lost. And they don't see that parallel this year, but I do. And you know where I see it? I see it in an undercurrent of people who haven't bought into their crap. And I'm going to play you a soundbite proving that coming up. CNN held a little town hall meeting last night where they were desperate to convince these union members that they needed to support Kamala Harris. And it didn't work, and they didn't know how to handle it. I'm going to get to that for you coming up.
Talk to me about your level of interest in the criminal charges and so forth.
February 6th?
January 6th.
So I remember that day. I know he was the standing president. I'm not familiar with the charges that are being brought against him for that. I'm not following that charge I know there's multiple court cases going on. I'm just not familiar with it.
I mean, that doesn't sound like it's going to be a factor in deciding who to vote for.
No.
Okay, so when I say January 6th, what do you think?
Oh, I just remember seeing it on the news, like all the riots and stuff. Don't really know what it was about or what happened, though.
How did it make you feel when you saw it?
I don't know. I don't really feel any way about it. People showed their emotion, I guess. Probably in the wrong way, but it happened.
I misidentified that as CNN. That was MSNBC holding a town hall. What's that noise in the background?
That's John Bonham drumming.
Oh, nice. I'm like, I didn't know the music was still playing. All right.
Is that our new thing?
Yeah.
We just have...
It's the anniversary of John Bonham
drums
passing.
Playing under...
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Okay.
Just adds drama, you know?
Well, one of the greatest drummers of all time. I will give him creds for that. So this is the thing, though. CNN was desperate to ask these union members there in Michigan how they felt about Donald Trump. Doesn't it bother you that he led an insurrection? When I say January 6th, what does that conjure up in your mind? Well, nothing, actually. I'm not even quite sure what happened that day. Sounds like some people got out of hand, but doesn't affect my vote. These people don't care. They're not focused on that nonsense and distraction that's been created by the media and Nancy Pelosi over that day. They understand, though, that their job is on the line if they elect somebody who wants to enforce an EV mandate on the country within a few years. You can't be a union member and not understand what's at stake here, right? Let's say you're an electrician and there are rolling blackouts. Does that mean more business? Well, people don't need you if there's no electricity flowing into the house. If you work on a transmission line at a auto plant, and you suddenly have cars that don't need that anymore, you're out of a job. I mean, Sean Fain acknowledged this a year ago in a media interview that they've had discussions with the Biden administration because of the impact this would have on like 30% of their members in his auto union, mm-hmm. if there are EV mandates forced on these companies. And he acknowledged it. That a lot of them are upset over that. That's why union members around the country are waking up to this nonsense. They're not distracted by the noise. They're going to vote their pocketbook in this election. And I think that's going to make a big difference. More so than the polls are giving credit for. I do believe that. That's going to be... The bigger part of this, not the threat to journalists if Donald Trump wins. Do you know who's worried about that? Over on CNN, they're worried about that.
Well, all the mainstream media, pretty much.
You knew who they
NBC,
had?
NBC, CNN.
You knew who they had on yesterday? They had Michael Cohen on, Trump's disgraced attorney, who's now got it in for Donald Trump. He's going to take Donald Trump down. He's going to be a witness against him in court. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. And now... Michael Cohen realizes Donald Trump might soon be president of the United States. So what happens when the ship starts to sink? The rats scurry around looking for safety, even though the end is inevitable. This is Michael Cohen. He's a rat. And they had him on yesterday, and they were asking him how he felt about Donald Trump potentially getting reelected, because the media knows that that's likely. They know that Trump, forget a national poll that shows Harris with a point or two or 4-point advantage, it doesn't matter. The Democrats have been winning the national vote for years, but that doesn't matter because all that matters is the Electoral College. Trump still has a very strong chance of winning this election. So the rats are starting to scurry and look for safety. Listen.
What do you think happens to you if he wins?
Well, I'm out of here. I mean, I'm already working on a foreign passport with a completely different name. I don't know how it's going to work as far as dealing with my wife and my children. I certainly don't want them moving to where I'm looking to go.
Where's that?
The bigger question is, how do you work on getting a foreign passport with a different name? That would be identity fraud, wouldn't it?
I'm just laughing at the fact that people feel they need to leave the country. Like it's going to be so bad and heinous if he is reelected that they have to leave immediately. Move their entire family or maybe even leave their family.
Then he warned Nicole Wallace, how about you? He's coming after all of these journalists. He's already told us he's coming after us. I've got to leave the country and go to a country where there's no extradition, where Trump can't get me. Pal, you got a lot more to worry about from the likes of a Hillary Clinton than you do from Donald Trump. Honestly, that's how paranoid they are on the left. That's how worried they are. It's crazy, isn't it? Coming up, we'll check in with Nicole, get you a check of business we got in other news coming up at 6:48. Stay tuned.
I thought it would help others, and I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's. This is also a cause dear to my heart.
Very sad. Brett Favre announcing yesterday, the former Packers quarterback, that he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Shocking news. He was talking about brain injuries and traumatic brain injuries from, I guess, years of taking hits on a football field. And I don't know, I didn't see the full context of the soundbite, but I don't know if he was suggesting that his particular condition he believed had been caused by blows to the head while he was a quarterback. I don't know.
Well, I have seen that studies have pointed to the longer you play football, the greater your chances are for, in this case, Parkinson's. But then I know that I think it was back in 2021, he had come out with a video that was encouraging parents to wait until their kid was at least 14 to have him play tackle football.
Favre did, really?
He was coming out with something. It was like Favre for flag football or something like that. And until they were 14, specifically because of repeated blows to the head, you hear a lot of talk about CTE, in this case, Parkinson's.
Well, you know, I don't want to give any my haters out there any extra ammunition against me, but I played football my entire life, and there's nothing wrong with me.
Well, I'm not gonna say anything, Mark.
I'm just saying.
I'm kidding.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I did play from an early age, and certainly got my bell rung a few times. Maybe that's the problem. It's possible. Let's get to Nicole Murray. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Good morning. You could tell all your haters I am dandy.
Thank you. I'm doing just fine and dandy these days. No impact that I know of. Maybe they think that's why I am how I am. I don't know.
No comment.
Oh, man.
You got no comment from both of us, Nicole.
It means that, and silence from a woman means a lot more than when we speak.
Don't I know it? I've been married 31 years. I know exactly what you're talking about. And if she's on her way to yoga, I'm in trouble right now. So
we mean it with love.
Michelle, call in.
Oh, boy. What's going on, Nicole? Rescue me here.
Okay. Futures are mixed after the Dow and the S&P 500 closed at another record high. The Dow Industrials gained 83, the NASDAQ up 100, the S&P 500 up 14. The Noir Bookshop will close its doors this Sunday. The independent retailer made the announcement on Facebook. Leadership, however, said that though the storefront is closing, the Noir Bookshop will transition to a new model where customers can connect with the business online at pop-ups, events, and a new microspace soon. Lufthansa Airlines is continuing its nonstop flights from St. Louis to Frankfurt, Germany, at least through the end of 2025. However, airport officials said the 2 years of financial incentives offered by St. Louis area to lure the German-based airline expired May 31st, and Lufthansa has not requested any more yet. St. Louis City SE midfielder Rasmus Alm will meet and greet fans tomorrow at Schnucks in Richmond Heights. The soccer player is slated to appear at 5:30 p.m. at the grocery store to promote Celsius energy drinks. The first 200 fans will receive an autograph. The Department of Justice has sued Visa, accusing the financial giant of illegally stifling competition to maintain a monopoly over the debit card market. Visa and its smaller rival MasterCard have a combined market cap of roughly $1 trillion. OpenAI has announced that it started rolling out advanced voice mode for ChatGPT. It's available for users with ChatGPT subscriptions, which start at $20 per month. While the tool is quick to respond and can talk in different accents, users might run into a rate limit if it is overused in a single day. And finally, according to the dating experts, there are three questions you should not ask on a first date. Number one, what's your dating history? This is just not first date material. Number two, do you want to go on another date? Usually putting someone on the spot rarely encourages an honest answer. And number three, drinks have been fun. Do you want to get dinner? Experts say the 7-hour first date creates a false sense of intimacy.
Wow. I've been out of the game for a long time. Any thoughts on that, Kim?
Well, the first date with my husband, we went hiking. It was a 7-mile hike. We didn't anticipate that, but it ended up being 7 miles, and we covered a lot of territory. I don't think we asked those specific questions, but not like that. You know, you can ask, you can kind of get some information without being so formal about it. But I wasn't, I don't think either of us were, we were very intentionally dating. You know what I mean? We knew at that point we were dating to get married.
I'm so glad you said that, because I was so surprised when they said that about the 7-hour first date. You're not spending hours with someone if something doesn't click and it works.
Right. I don't think there's a problem with spending 7 hours. I think if you're staring at each other eating for 7 hours, maybe that's a little bit odd, but I don't know. There's so many ways you can, I don't know.
So Nicole, you're a single woman. I ask you this question. When you go on a date for somebody for the first time, do you have a backup plan? Like when my wife agreed to meet me for drinks one night for the very first time, she told me, I'm leaving to go visit my family tomorrow, and I've got to go home and do laundry, so I can only stay for like an hour. And 5 hours later, we were still sitting there having drinks. So, isn't that sweet? Like, I'm just saying, but do you have a backup plan like that? Because she could have used that as an excuse to leave at any time.
So I use this job as a backup plan. The fact that I have a 2 a.m. alarm, it's like, oh, man.
You go.
Like, I can only stay for a drink, or I can only stay for a quick lunch kind of thing.
Okay.
And very, unfortunately, very rarely do I break my rule of when to go to bed, just because then I pay for it the next morning, even if the date is amazing. Oh. But the idea of, like, leaving them wanting more is not the worst thing in the world.
That's
out
true.
There.
That's true.
But then again, I'm single, so whatever I'm doing is not working.
You're killing me. That's funny. Nicole, have a great week. We'll talk to you Friday.
Thanks so much.
All right. Nicole Murray there.
You kind of do
it's
need
clearly
an out.
Not working.
No, you kind of do need an out. You know, I've never gone as far as to tell a friend to call me, but I know people who have done that where it's like, all right, at such and such time, hey, give me a call and I'm going to pretend like I need to go. Something came up.
But if you feel like things are going well, like I said, I'm out of practice because it's been 30 plus years. Isn't it okay at the end of the day to say, hey, that was fun. Would you like to do this again sometime? Is that really putting them on the spot too
well,
much?
Well,
because they could lie and say,
I did. I have
sure.
lied. There was a person who asked me after we went to lunch. It was kind of an awkward lunch. And we were leaving and said, oh, you know, I had fun. Would you like to get together again? And I wish I would have just said, you know,
no.
And I kicked myself and I left because I'm like, yeah. And then we didn't end up getting together again. But I don't know why I was so awkward in that moment. And I just felt so weird having to stand a foot from him and tell him no.
Then you've just answered the question. That's not an appropriate
thing
to ask then.
Did you? I would love to see you again is maybe a better response or a better statement rather than, do you want to get together again? Do you want to get together on Wednesday or do you want to have a second date?
I'd love to get together again. Then you go,
I'd love to
see
you.
Call me.
Yeah,
at which point you just don't answer.
Right. I had a really great time. I'd love to see you again. Statement. Not a question.
Just
that's it.
Yeah. All right. Rules for dating there for you, for those in need of that. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to another news with Ethan next hour. We'll talk about Amendment 3. That's the abortion initiative petition that you'll face on the ballot in November. Jeremy Cady is going to join us. He spent a lot of years with Americans for Prosperity. He's doing some consulting these days, particularly on this issue. And we'll talk to him coming up here at about 7:35. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
That's a really good question.
I don't know why that was funny to me. Grammy-winning musician Macklemore has been dropped from the lineup of the Neon City Festival in Las Vegas following a controversial remark he made during a recent concert. The festival organizers cited unforeseen circumstances but did not provide specific reasons. The decision follows a backlash over Macklemore's comment where he said, F America, but use the real word, made during a pro-Palestinian event in Seattle known for his support of Palestine. Macklemore has previously criticized U.S. policies regarding Israel.
Yeah, in case you were wondering, I happen to have that sound. Listen.
I'm not going to stop you. Yeah, fuck America.
Yeah, that was it. And they bleeped it there. Pretty clear what he said. And he was talking about the he's pro-Hamas, basically. Pro-Palestinian and pro-Hamas. Yep. So I hope the cancel culture works on that one.
You can go live over there.
Thank you.
Coca-Cola is discontinuing its spiced-flavored cola just 6 months after its release due to an underwhelming performance. Surprise, surprise.
That sounds gross.
When are they going to learn?
The company acknowledged that the decision is part of its strategy to adapt to customer preferences. Coca-Cola Spice, which combined traditional Coke with raspberry notes, was introduced in February in an attempt to appeal to Gen Z's preference for bold flavors. The company plans to replace it with a brand new flavor in 2025. How's that going to work
out? I'll be honest. Cherry Coke, I think, is good. I'm not a big soda drinker. But the fact that they called it Coca-Cola Spice or whatever, that sounds disgusting.
Raspberry is not spicy.
That's what I mean. If you would have called it Raspberry Coke, I actually think that sounds kind of good. And I think it wasn't the flavor as much as it was the name. It didn't entice people to want to take it off the shelf and spend money on it to try it.
Until they go back to making it medicine, it's never going to be more popular.
You mean with cocaine in it?
That's one way to boost sales. Put cocaine back in it, but go ahead.
I know where they can find some.
Wait, what?
The White House.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
I got you, Kim. Nice. I got you.
I know me and Mark are like, oh.
Mark, I expected more from you, Mark.
Kmart, once known for its iconic blue light specials, is closing its last full-size store in the U.S. It's located in Bridgehampton, New York. The store will close on October 20th. And after this, the only one that will be available still is a smaller Kmart store, which remains in the mainland U.S. It's located in Miami.
So there are smaller stores?
Yeah, I think they're kind of like, what would you call them? They're not...
Boutique?
Like dollar stores?
Kind of.
I haven't seen one in years.
I thought they were gone. That was the place you'd go to on the holidays because they were one of the only stores that would stay open. But remember a couple weeks ago, I was stunned when I learned that Borders had gone out of business like a decade ago.
Yeah, right.
I can't keep it straight. Barnes & Noble, Borders, they all run the same. Anyway, this is the same. I'm like, really? There's only one Kmart store left? One main one?
Apparently so.
I didn't know.
The more you know.
This week you can get Chick-fil-A. They're offering free 5-count nuggets or 2 chicken strips through their mobile app. To redeem them, you need to scan the app or place in a mobile order, and the deal is available through this Friday. So if you want free chicken strips or nugs, get your butt to Chick-fil-A.
And they just opened a new one out west.
There's a new one by me.
That's
That's not that new, though.
I'll tell you.
No,
I'll
one opened last week.
The one in the valley has been closed for 2 months now while they redo the parking lot.
Yeah.
I don't know what was wrong with the parking lot, but I can't imagine how many millions of dollars they've lost. Like the Culver's right next door is now packed because people show up to eat Chick-fil-A, find out the place is closed, and they go next door to Culver's.
I'd leave. I don't like Culver's.
What?
Don't really? Like the Butterbur?
Seriously? Gosh, you guys. Oh, my God. Is this like the new White Castle?
Oh, yes. Yeah, delicious. And they got so many options. I love Culver's.
Yeah, Culver's is probably the best.
Their shakes are good, but that's no.
Oh, dude.
Although, Mark, I will tell you that the
Sue, even
how about you? Sue? You like
Culver's? Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
Butterburger.
The Chick-fil-A in Arnold closed down, but they did the parking lot like yours does, but they added these 2 lanes now in it, so they might be doing that.
It doesn't look to me like they're expanding at all.
It took them a long time to do this.
It's crazy.
Starting January 1st, 2026, California will ban plastic shopping bags under a new law aimed at reducing plastic waste. Senator Catherine Blakespear, a co-author of the bill, noted that the legislation builds on a previous ban of single-use bags. Research shows that plastic bag disposal in California increased from 147,000 tons in 2004 to 231,000 tons in 2021.
So are all stores there going to be required to offer the, you know...
Oh, you'll have to
bring your own.
That's what I mean. Is it going to be paper or is it going to be the reusable where you're expected, like Aldi, to bring your own or buy them?
Yeah.
You know what I hate? I hate those paper straws. I hate restaurants that serve them. It's awful. They melt.
When you go to the zoo, you get either a paper straw, and some of them won't give you cups, the tops, and they said it's because of the animals where people, which this is actually sad, but they'll throw it in there, and I guess they had some animal die years ago, so either you won't get a lid or no straw or no lid and no straw.
You remember that time when they
first
told
world
us
problems.
Plastic bags were good because we were saving trees?
Yes, I do. Yes, indeed.
A TikTok beauty trend has emerged where people known as crunchers are eating dirt and clay to achieve glowing skin and improve health.
Mark, I told you it wouldn't work.
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't work. Thank you.
You can get edible clay online if you want to try it.
Let's do that. Maybe it's like
people.
A team. We try that.
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out.
Thanks.
No.
I suggest we try Culver's instead.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
How about that?
You can eat dirt. We'll have Culver's.
It's coming basically up. The same thing, Carl.
No. I knew that was coming.
Hardly.
We're going to talk to Jeremy Katie about Amendment 3. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.